they have a Muslim candidate running at the local level, and he's running as a conservative Republican. For those of you not aware, this is a common thing that the Islamic movement is doing. Jihadis portray themselves as conservative Republicans. They've been doing it for years, and it gets them into the Republican Party, and they, you know, wrap themselves in the flag, and there you have it. We had an organization about 10 years ago that was set up by two brothers and a sister and the mother, and they portrayed themselves as a conservative organization. And in the end, one of the sons ran for treasurer of Colorado, and he lost. But of course, it turned out they were simply suit-wearing jihadis. And I had pointed this out when they created the organization, and you know, their website was all red, white, and blue. And it turns out, you know, they're batting for the other team. He'd end up switching and becoming a Marxist slash Democrat. They switched parties once they were uncovered for being who they were. This is common. So here's the problem, though, is you have Muslims who we can't directly tie to leadership of known Muslim Brotherhood organizations. We've spoken about these. The, you know, candidate in San Diego running for Congress who's a Muslim. You've got state and local. We have approximately 200 candidates around the country who are Muslim. Here is the problem, is that many of them are denouncing the Muslim Brotherhood, which gets them even more support, especially from people who have a pretty good understanding of the Islamic threat. They say, well, maybe here's somebody we can work with. The problem is Islam itself is utterly incompatible with American law and with our founding principles of liberty, because Sharia is about slavery. But we are not in a position to say that a Muslim can't run for office. Now, the reality is they believe in a belief structure which calls for the overthrow of the government, so they can't serve, but we're simply not there yet.